evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show. It's 3/5/2021. And here's something very interesting to hear and to hear it, because this is what I believe when you hear that Joe Biden is a Christian, or that this one is that, or this one's the other. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, then open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And that is quite interesting, because there's a lot of lukewarm discussion talking, you know, and that is kind of interesting. The other thing is in the letters to the churches in Revelations, the Church of Philadelphia, because of certain things, I and Brother Quayle have associated with them with the MMV. And into the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. And behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them, and to dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him with my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So that precedes the church of the Laodiceans. That was the church of the Philadelphia. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at a time where I think, you know, the word in the Bible is what we need to be focusing on here, because particularly the red letters of Lord Jesus in the red letter editions, where you can read his words, it is just spot on the game. I mean, the Lord has told you what is going to happen and when, and all the different things. By what the Lord has told you in Matthew 24 and in Luke 24, what he's told you about, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there's pestilences, famine, and earthquakes in diverse places, right? He says those are the beginning of sorrows. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. And I'll tell you, more and more the reports coming out about the vaccines is just incredible. All of the potential deadly dangers, the side effects, all the stuff. And so I urge everybody to take the Lord in prayer, what you do, but read the inserts and the information that are out there on it. And where we've got all kind of crazy stuff going on, where a judge rips kids away from mothers who get caught not wearing masks. I mean, taking the kids. Just incredible. And then Coca-Cola wants you not to be white, you know, or to be less white. So I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is just quite interesting. And even for somebody who's black or Native American or whatever, I mean, you can understand that by telling somebody to be less white, they could just as easily tell you to be less black or less Asian, or less Native American, or less left-handed Lithuanian, or whatever it is, okay? So we're in a crazy time, a bizarre world. We're in a bizarre old world. And I tell you, you know, it's just crazy to watch and watch and watch. And then it looks like they're going to try to limit old Red China Joe's war-making power, which is an interesting thing to see and to take place, because Congress is supposed to be the one that declares war. But on the other hand, the president is the chief executive. But if Congress wants to do that, then they had better go back and rescind the Total War Powers Act, you know, where they redid it a while in the 50s, or up in turn of the times of the Iraqi war and all that, they played with it a little bit. But basically, we've been under martial law since 1933. And that was the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. And incidentally, if you go back and you get Black's Law Dictionary, and you read the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, essentially what it says is that you've been declared an enemy of the United States government, the people. All right? That's the net shot of it, although it appears to be World War One kind of stuff. But you had the Germans in World War One were suspect, you see, and all of that. So anyway, the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 as amended 1933, otherwise known as, or also known as, the Emergency Powers Act, okay? That is when Congress abdicated, that means they gave away or traded away or gave away their duties, constitutional duties, or right over to the executive branch of government, which back then was FDR. So at that point, they ceded their powers over to the executive branch, and it cannot be rescinded until the executive branch, the president, would rescind it. Now, if that takes place, it would be very interesting, but I think it might take place in a limited sort of tricky way. But if it was to take place, and if Biden did not declare the state of emergency, and I don't know if he has or not in this early time period. He might have, because it's up to the president to declare a state of emergency somewhere so that he can continue the Emergency Powers Act. But now they're willing to sort of, you know, talk about the emergency powers or the war powers, they call it. But if he does that, it might be interesting to see if we return back to, quote unquote, a constitutional government. Wouldn't that be something? There's even a flag. You'd have to take the gold fringe off the flag. Well, why is that, huh? Well, because that signifies a maritime law or a martial law or a military type flag. It's a flag of, it's a flag of English maritime law. It's a flag of the fleets or the, you know, Navy or the military being in control over things. And it's not the flag that is the constitutional flag of the Stars and Stripes without all of that. So anyway, that would be interesting to see. But what's really going on still is, and you notice how I'm talking tonight, I'm not going wild. Some say because I do that, that I'm too wild. But maybe I'll get fired up here in a minute. The preparation that you do needs to continue to be methodical. If you have not seen the numbers in terms of inflation on food, you're just incredibly, you just can't believe it. It's just wild. It's just crazy. All right. Let's see here. I was going to look at this. Let's see. Anyway, I could tell you this. It's about, it's been running, it depends on the type of product like dairy or grain or what it might be, but it's been about 1.7% per month. Well, that's going to end up to be, you know, let's say if it's just 1% per month, at the end of a year, it's 12% increase in food. At 1.7%, what do you got? Well, 1.7 times 12, let's just see what it is. And that happens to be about 20%, 20.4% inflation annually. Man, I remember back in those days, I remember when the interest rates were on some mortgages were 18%. And people today say, oh man, it's gone up to, you know, it's over 3% now on a 30-year fix. Yeah, well, we better wait for it to come down. Or you'd better do something quick. And hence my discussion. You'd better do something quick or it's going to be 5% or 6% or 7%. I remember when I locked in, man, I was like a genius when I saw 9.75% come onto a screen. This years ago. I locked in, man. I called the bank. I locked that baby in right there. That's as low as it's ever going to go, you know. And it did go back up briefly. But that was my first mortgage. I thought it was lucky because it was, you know, under 10 or under 11, you know. A lot of people had 12% in those days. It's just crazy. So what people buy a house today, they got a 3% mortgage or, you know, 15-year, you know, 2.25 or something, you know. That's just wild, you know, just incredible. But that's going to go bye-bye. That's going bye-bye. And to the certain extent, though, food has been tracking the inflation, whereas they're artificially holding gold and silver down. You've seen how they've sold it off. Don't believe that. Just keep accumulating if you've got your other preps done. But your first prep should be the food and water purification. If you do not have, say, 3 years of food, or at least a year, year and a half of food, then keep going on food before you go to the metals. Because the food is going up, you see. And sometimes we find out we've got shelves which are bare. Certain areas, certain types of stores, Walmarts, different things, not getting in what they usually get in. And as food gets more pricey, and they begin to use it as a weapon, which, tell me what they've just done. They provided food to the National Guard that was uncooked chicken, and some of it had shavings of metal in it. It's like somebody's opened a can and scraped the inside of the can into the food. And then they didn't cook the chicken. So that's using food as a weapon. You're going to see it where the grocery stores, like in Texas during the Texageddon, during the huge storm and the ice and the snow and everything and the freezing cold temperatures where all the pipes burst and all the things. And I know you're still cleaning up after that. To all those people in that area, I pray the Lord would assist you tonight. And assist you in any way that you need it the most, that he would come to you and make that available to you, and that you would have an abundance of ability to take care of the problems that you've got. I see where the guy that was the head of the, utility in Texas, that he has resigned, you see. But at the same time, I also see that Goldman Sachs reportedly is set to make $200 million off the Texas storm. This stuff has been created as a punishment. And oh, no, this is interesting. Somebody just wrote to me. Brushog. The Pope, he says, in Iraq, which is to open up a Stargate. That's very interesting. That is not possibly far from the truth. Very interesting. Thank you for sending me that. I hadn't thought about that. What I thought about is that he might run into trouble in Iran, that area. And that he might have some problems. But I see what you're saying. Anyway, the food inflation is going to catch up to you. So therefore, if you can, buy a little extra canned goods. If you can and you have money, and you've got your 401k and all this and that, it's gone way up, well, that's just fine and dandy. But if you don't have a year's supply of food, you know, for your family, or a year's supply for your grandkids, you know, your children and grandchildren, because they may not be into doing that, you know. They don't believe necessarily what you believe. But to those, it doesn't make any difference. Buy them long-term storage food. Send it to them or keep it back ready for them if they come to your house. Because I'm going to tell you what, sure as shooting all the people who told you that you were full of it, the minute they see that there's the balloons gone up, the power grid's turned off, and there's fighting in the streets and this, that, and the other, and there's no food in the grocery store, within about an hour, 2 hours, it's all gone. And not only that, the food warehouses, where some people would know where they were at, the wholesalers, That food's going to go. The only food that will stay around is that protected, like underground stores of food that are protected by the U.S. military, you see, in deep underground storage. Kansas City's got all that storage in the limestone caves, the largest storage facility in the world underground in the limestone. Whole cities under there. You drive through and you got businesses and post offices, and it's quite interesting. You got trains that move. Trucks can drive through. And then down around Joplin, Carthage and Joplin, in that area, a whole other area down there. I can remember driving on the old two-lane roads to go down to Joplin on 71 years ago when I traveled. And I'd be behind like five white semi-tractor trailer rigs with, you know, DOD or with or UN plates or whatever they were. They were all white, no name on the side. Three or four of them in a row, and you couldn't get past them, you know, unless you had a real clear, long straightaway, and you could see all the way up the road. It'd take you, you know, 5 minutes to get around four of those trucks. Not really, but I mean, that's what I'm. It's a long time and a dangerous thing. And then I remember one time I had to follow them the whole way in, and they turned off just north of Joplin there into a turn left or east into it. As I was going south, they turned left or east and they went down a road, and there's underground storage down there. I found out all that stuff's being filled up. You got the salt mines out in Kansas, out there in Hutchinson, that area. You got all kind of storage in other places, Indiana, Kentucky, you know, all kind of different places. Colorado, in the mountain states, you got a lot of underground. But people are understanding that when the thing goes up, and if you've never read the book, One Second After, When the Power Grid Goes Up by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, William R. Forstchen. It's a Forge book made by Forge Publishing, One Second After. You should read that. And that book in and of itself is quite instructive. And then also, it's quite amazing because it takes a town in North Carolina, Black Mountain, where Mount Montreat State College or whatever is up there, Montreat State or Montreat College private school up on the hill there. But it goes into that small town, and it's not very big, you know. And just what happens there and in Swanoa and in that area, and how I-40 becomes a parking lot. You know, and then you got Asheville, the big town right in that area, the big town, and how it goes over to the Luciferian or the government, side, which then becomes tyrannical. But I'm going to tell you what, you better understand that you're going to have to continue to prepare here, and that it looks like it's going to get better. Well, if it is getting better and you got wherewithal to do it, then you need to get yourself, if you could, whatever the great tribulation is to you, enough food for that. Water purification or filtration, the Berkeys like we talked about. I'm harping on this because it is practical and it is something that needs to be just continued. I ask the Lord every night to tell me, put the words in my mouth and to tell me what to talk about. And you notice that I'm not always the one that hits the low-hanging fruit that everybody else talks about all the same thing. And that's what I do, because I do something different, you see. For the most part. And I pray that you will have the ability to put back more food. But everybody probably can get at least one more ration. One more can of chunky soup. And if you are in a position where you might pray to the Lord, Jesus, help me to obtain more food to put back for my family. And Lord, I need the ability to do so. Can you find me a job, Lord? Or can you put me in touch with somebody who has a lot of food, but they need some help or assistance in terms of, say, protecting their property or working on their ranch or their farm or whatever it might be, or even just in town, helping them to take care of their home or lawn or whatever it is in exchange for an agreement to where you're providing labor, work, and they're going to provide food and whatever in the time of an emergency. Or they'll pay you to allow you to buy right now. So while they're doing all of that, it's just really crazy because the food prices go up and up and up, and we've got, what, 20 inches of snow in the Atlantic Canada and in up in Maine and I believe some in New York and Vermont and what have you. So we got it again. And we have to worry or think about it because there's the possibility that whether it's manufactured or whether it is the cyclical nature that we're entering into the Maunder minimum. M-A-U-N-D-E-R, Maunder minimum, or I don't know, that is where you have like a mini ice age. And we had that at the beginning of this country, just prior to the beginning of the United States. And then the other thing I want to focus on, which just to me was just really egregious, and to show you just how bad off we are, let's take Georgia. See what county is in here. Polk County, Georgia. Polk County. And there's a family there. The guy, the family, the husband or whatever, it's near Cedartown, I guess, Georgia. And he lost his job or whatever, got thrown out because of the COVID or the pandemic lockdowns. He got laid off. So what he did is he was smart. He took all of his savings and he bought some land in the country. Very smart. And he got him an RV trailer, got a nice RV, and he parked it on his own land. Now they were got areas where they're going to build him a house and they're starting to excavate it or clear off the land to where they, when they can afford it and he gets back to work, he can maybe go and get a loan and build a house. They would live there forever. But he puts the RV on the land and to try to live on his own property. Not rented. He owns the property. Okay. And he said, his name is Tim Leslie. He bought a plot of land with his life savings to get laid off due to pandemic lockdowns where he and his family lived in an RV as they developed a permanent home. He said, before I could go to court, they showed up at my property, the building inspector, the code enforcement officer, and they told me that I had to be off my land or they were going to seize my vehicles and my assets. Well, now, Georgia, if that's the way you are now, then who would want to live in you? Polk County? If you're in Polk County, you ought to tell that building inspector, code enforcement, and the mayor and the county board of supervisors that they're full of crap. This guy bought land. He bought it because he needed to have a place to go, and he didn't have the job to do it, but he could buy a small parcel, a few acres, and he was going to build a house on it when he could, but he had an RV, and he brought it out there. And now they're telling him that if he doesn't get off his own land, his land, which is bought and paid for, taxes are paid up, that if he doesn't get off it, they're going to seize his vehicles. In other words, the RV, the trucks, the cars, and all of that. And this is the building inspector saying that. Now, he's got a lawyer, I think, Institute for Justice, like a, probably a, you know, a good lawyer on the, you know, on the cheap or on the free, you know, where you go to the legal institute or whatever, they help you. And the lawyer's name, Ari Bargill, he says, the question is about property rights. Mr. Leslie owns the property on which he's situated his camper or his RV, and as a result, he has the right to live there as long as he's not harming anybody through his use. But the Polk County Police and the sheriffs there had issued Leslie a citation for living in a camper RV, citing several codes. But Bargill argues that none of the ordinance specifically addressed the Leslie's living situation. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Whatever cops gave that ticket in enforcement of some kind of baloney that the building inspectors are dealing with, you guys are not with the people, and you'll be overthrown. You keep kicking people off their land, you're not going to be with the people, and the people are not going to be with you. Why don't you set up speed traps? 31 and a 30. Oh, $200. Okay, plus court costs. 26 and a 25. Oh, $250 in court costs. Oh, yeah. Why don't you grind those people every single day? Why don't you grind them all the time? Now, I'm going to tell you this. I've got a lot of law enforcement. I would say I have a lot of peace officers who listen. I have some law enforcement people listen so they can see if they can get their 30 pieces of silver. But I'm going to tell you what. You need to be with the people and you need to be peace officers. And God bless all of you out there that are. Even I know of one who was considered himself to be a peace officer in Los Angeles. Or was. And I know some from Mississippi. I know some from Texas. I know some from all over Michigan and all over the place. Missouri, Kansas, everywhere. They're trying to steal his land. They're trying to take it, you see. And he can't live on it. So therefore, my point is, in this timing, the government is not your friend at all. The police, unless they're actually with you, are going to be the ones that come and take your land, all right? Take your RV, take your truck, take your car. And that's wrong. But you're, even though you're sitting on land and you got something out there, it may be still something that you're going to have to defend. Even in the initial time period here that we're in, which is the beginning of sorrows. Once the thing goes up for grabs, I'm going to tell you, it's all up for grabs. It's all up for grabs. And Red China Joe goes to bed at 7 o'clock at night. He don't even know if he's in charge or if Commissar Kamala's in charge or if his head staff or head chief of staff is in charge or whoever it might be. Pelosi and Schumer, whoever it is, or whether it's just the Rothschild and the Rockefeller family, or the Red Chinese. Could be old Prime Minister Xi running him at the same time, you know? But this is ceasing to be America as I knew it, let alone as our grandparents knew it. Let me read what Harry Truman has to say. Once a government is committed, this is for you, Polk County, Georgia, and then the bad cops who gave a ticket to this guy. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. So Polk County, Georgia, Polk County, Georgia. Polk County, Georgia. Your building inspector and the code enforcement and all your cops. I don't know if they're the Cedartown cops or if it's the county sheriff, the deputies. If you are throwing this man off of his land where he should be free to live on his land, if you're throwing them off of there, we're trying to live freely on his own land, then may the Lord come and may his angels come and strike you off this planet and put you into a condition where the career dissipation light's going beep, 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 where it's red, is just in the back of your mind. You're looking in the mirror and you're saying, oh boy, I sure got that. I got my lucky pay, you know, my widows and orphans pay, and we sure took some off of that guy, that drug dealer. Nobody knows because there's about three of us in on it. We confiscated all that stuff from that guy, that salesman traveling down the road. He was going 75 in a 6 day, and we got him good, and then we saw that he had too much money in his pocket. So we confiscated it because he was obviously that people with that much cash, $1,000, well, they're probably drug dealers, you know, so we had to confiscate that. You think you're all smug and hot and tot and all of that. And I've known many of you. I understand that. I know Chicago cops. All right? You think you're into something. I used to know guys who were into something. You know what I mean? And still are. At the same time, I've also known people that are just incredible, like Greg Evenson. And I'm going to tell you, Greg is probably ready to get his jump boots on and come back down and land on top of some of y'all. I know good police, good sheriffs, good deputies. And they're not out grinding people. They're not out looking for trouble. They're not out getting somebody for a mask and doing all of that. They're not out doing all of that. Oh, yeah, if somebody is driving 100 miles an hour and it's, you know, and what have you, and it's dangerous, or they're going wild and crazy through town or something like that, Greg Evenson would have stopped them, yes. But somebody who's going, you know, 75 and a 65, question mark, you know, let them go on their way. Let them go on about their business. Keep the peace. Let them go on and be industrious and be productive for the Lord, you see, and for their families. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have the hot insight tonight for you, the hot story to tell you, but I can tell you this, is that evil is rising. And that you'd better put on, and that's the other thing. That's right. If you say that you're going to put on the full armor of God, then that is now in the churches, quote unquote. In the churches, people are worried that some of the people in their church are saying that Biden stole the election. Well, that's got to be QAnon. No, that's actually the truth. 430,000 ballots delivered in the middle of the night at various places, you see. Running through in Georgia the same ballots 100 times, fixing machines allegedly. That's all realistic, but no court would hear the stuff because they kept throwing it out, or you don't have the standing, or it's too late for you to present this. I think Maricopa County is going to be one of the few places where they're going to be able to still investigate the ballots and the envelopes to the ballots and the machines. Now, this is no mystery. Remember years ago I told you about how the then Secretary of State of Georgia had heard about the fact that these voting machines can be changed. And I can remember on television seeing a presentation, a specialized program, this is years ago, like 204, 205, 206, whatever it was. And the Georgia Secretary of State brought in the guy who was like an expert on machines, and he put about three voting machines in a conference room, and he had his secretaries and assistants and clerks and stuff go and do a vote on those machines. They then tabulated the vote and looked at it and wrote it all down or printed it out, but then they didn't finalize the count. They left it there, and then they said, okay, you go ahead and do your stuff. So then there's a guy down the hall or on the floor below or wherever it was. Could have been out in the car, but it wasn't that, but it could have been out in the car. But he was got access because the computers were still hooked up to the net, right? And he got access back then, and he changed all the vote totals and flipped them totally. And so Georgia knew about that back then. Why do they not know about it now? Could it be that Rod Rosenstein and Ray Ray with the, oh, he's got regular hair now. He doesn't have the $700 DC haircut, razor blown dried with the special sauce gel haircut. All right? He's got him a regular little trimmer haircut now. But old Ray Ray and a lot of these people were all part of the same law firm, right? Whatever it is, like what's the name for a baseball glove or something, or a company that makes golf clubs or golf balls, you know, or the old sporting goods company. I don't know. It's just a thought, but I'm not even going to say the name. But it's a Georgia, originally Atlanta, Georgia, law firm that they all were part of. Well, no wonder that this Atlanta, you know, or the Secretary of Elections and the State Secretary of State and all that, and the governor are so goofball down there, because they all got to pay homage to the Illuminati law firm or the alleged deep state law firm. It's like the name of sporting goods, maybe. I don't know. Allegedly it is, you know. Allegedly. But there was a coup d'etat. But in these churches now, probably those very nice churches, we have to have. And, oh, it's just a marvelous thing. And then, oh, there's no more sin. We don't talk about sin. We talk about the promise of the Lord and how it's prosperity preaching to you. And how, oh, yes, we've got to allow abortion, and we have to forget about, the fact that people are transgender or gay, or that they're like little kitties, or, oh, that's okay. You know, it's just all, we got to, you know, allow all of that. Turn the other cheek. Right. I don't think so. Now, while you got a guy 6'2 and 250 pounds racing girls in the sixth grade or the seventh grade or high school in a track meet, a bit unfair, you know. And then as he re-identifies with his former biological self while they're in the locker room, well, that's okay too, huh? Horse hockey. My grandfather used to tell me in secrecy about, tar and feathering people. And they used to, he pulled out of his old drawer, well, here's the brass knuckles we used to use in those days, you know. And then we used to also use that. He cracked a whip, crack. And it wasn't about black people. It was about anybody who was a ne'er-do-well or who was a chicken thief or a horse thief or the gypsies would come in and try to steal horses or whatever. They caught somebody, they took care of it, you know. Tarred and feathered, crack of the whip, bang, bang, bang. a few pops in the old nose and lumps on the arms, head and neck and butt. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to be living in a time now where the church is going to go after you because you espouse what the Bible tells you to espouse. And when you dislike the corruption, they say it's QAnon. Oh, you're a QAnon. QAnon was an intelligence operation. I first told you about it when I watched it. What was it, 2016? And they said that Hillary Clinton and a bunch of others in the deep state and all kind of like 5,000 pedophiles, there were secret warrants out for their arrest. They'd be arrested. They'd all be in jail by Thanksgiving. And when it did not happen, I said, you can't believe this thing. All right. This is not right. So if you're still out there believing it, then don't. If you hear something, then take it to the Lord in prayer. If it doesn't pan out, then don't keep following down that track. They're just keeping you busy. You could be preparing. You could be actually sitting down and writing your plans out. If you've got a lot of preps, then write your plans down and put them in plastic sleeves so the water won't get to them. So that in case you're gone, you've got plan A, plan B, plan C. If X, Y, or Z happens, what should you do? And if you're not at home, then your spouse can understand it, or your children. Or if you're all dead and the neighbor happens to come in, he sees the list, he might be able to help him and his family. But you could be doing the planning instead of being kept busy with horse hockey. Now, the Supreme Court turned all of it down. You heard Thomas. God bless Thomas and Alito and Gorsuch, because they wrote dissents. They said, when are we going to take the cases up? This is causing civil war in the United States, and it's wrong, and there is evidence. A massive fraud and what have you. But no, 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 no. This is the big left-wing push, the big Luciferian push, the big thing to destroy Christians and veterans and constitutionalists and Bill of Rights people. This is what they've been dreaming about since the FBI put out in Phoenix back in the 90s and back during the time of, I called her Lurch, you know, the attorney general at that point in time. Lurch, let's just call her Lurch. And they had the idea that a terrorist, and they even sent people, you remember back in those days, Alex Jones even out had it on film because some gutsy guys who were Junction City, Kansas firemen were in Kansas City getting training from a federal, a DHS operative, you say, a toughie, undercover, about who terrorists were. And that guy, they had him on tape saying that the founding fathers were terrorists, that Jesus was a terrorist. They had a document. It used to be Alex Jones had a film. If I could find my old VHS tapes, I could find one of the old players, put it right up there right now. And there were a lot of police and fire and EMS and all kind of people that are listening to that. And that kind of training took place everywhere. So you are the terrorist. If you're a Christian, you're the terrorist. If you're a veteran, and a Christian, and also somebody who likes the Second Amendment, you are like the worst possible person in the world. You have to be deprogrammed or guillotined. They are coming for your livers. They're going to come and grab your children, your houses, all your property, your money. They're going to take your family, and they're going to put two in your head or chop your head off with the guillotine or however they're going to do it. Yep. So what we're trying to say is this. Get ready for what's coming down the pike. You want to keep Old Hawk on there, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. FRNs, medals, check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. To all the good people out there tonight, you better read the Bible to your children. You better tell them what's getting ready to come down the pike. Read them Matthew 24. Read them Matthew 25, Luke 21. Read some of the Revelations. Read about the Gog-Magog War. Now, another thing in that church deal is that they're going to go after, and if you recall, where they get, you know, you, they hear your confession or you go, want to go to talk to them or what have you, you know. And, they're listening to you, and here it is right here. It's out of Yahoo News. The congregation was in the middle of an online service when a longtime churchgoer in her 60s texted her pastor to complain that his prayer lamenting the assault on the U.S. Capitol in January was too political. And then the woman later unloaded a barrage of conspiracy theories. The election of Joe Biden was a fraud. The insurrection was instigated by Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists disguised as Trump supporters. They have them on videotape and in pictures changing their clothes into Trump stuff. And then, as you recall, and they said, and the FBI was in on all of it. Well, yeah, you had the guy, the ex-Navy guy, Navy SEAL or special operative, who was training and working with and trying to get 3%ers, oath keepers, and others to violate the law, and who was organizing stuff that shouldn't be done and egging it on. They were running the FBI. The FBI's been running every Klan group. The FBI's running every different group. And they're also involved with people in Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And the fact is, the current Vice President of the United States bailed out Antifa and BLM. And none of the people in Portland who attacked a federal courthouse with firebombs and with all kind of stuff and fought it out with police night after night after night, or in Seattle in the CHOP where they killed people in the CHOP, none of those people have been prosecuted. So, you know, the pastor, David Rice, told the woman she had been tricked by lies, okay? This is in Roscommon, Michigan, rural region, about 25,000 residents. Well, let me tell you something. The father of all lies knows how to get into the pulpit. The easiest thing for him to do is to take on a lot of the preachers. So I'm going to tell you what. The churches are suspect in this. And I'll tell you, they will turn you in a heartbeat. because a large number of the preachers are involved in the federal government's program, right? Where they bring pastors into the fold, right? And have them watch the people in their congregations or in their parishes. And to give that information up to the FBI or the DHS. The entire program where they, back in the 90s and in the early 2000s, they were bringing people in on it. And I'm going to say this to you. Those are the people who are taking the 30 pieces of silver. And when a confessional is no longer sacrosanct or asking, you know, for, to give information, and instead they then turn you in, well, that's not good, is it? So be careful what you're saying, I guess, to your pastor, and do you know him? Are they in the clergy response program, the clergy response team program? Did they take all of the training? And how do we know that? We know that because back 204 in that era, somebody undercover, a preacher, went through that stuff and then came on out and brought it all out and told Alex Jones and told a lot of people in the radio world, the Patriot world, all about it. And then they offer perks, and they don't come after you. They, you know, you got favorable treatment, and they leave you alone with taxes. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord. Stand for the Lord. Mighty men and women of outer use. Strike the cold. And decorate. Ah, yeah. All the young. Yep. Fit. Learn fighting. Yeah. That's daddy, sir. Yep. Where is that? Get hurt. That's may the Lord protect you against all evil. I do a budget. I go out and prepare what you want. May you fight with that.